March 12, 1923. The Privation of Jesus and the Effect It Produces. How Jesus Suffered the Privation of the Divinity. I felt I was dying of pain because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. If he comes at all, it is like flesh that escapes. Then, as I could not take any more, having compassion for me, he came out from within my interior, and as soon as I saw him, I said to him, "My love, what pain, I feel I am dying without you, but dying without dying, which is the hardest of deaths. I don't know how the goodness of your heart can bear seeing me in a state of continuous death only because of you. And Jesus, my daughter, courage, don't lose heart too much, you are not alone in suffering this pain. I too suffered it, as well as my dear mama, oh, how much harder than yours. How many times in my moaning humanity, although it was inseparable from the divinity, in order to give place to expiation, to pains, since these were incapable of touching it, I remained alone, and the divinity was as though apart from me. Oh! How I felt this privation, but it was necessary. You must know that when the divinity issued the work of creation, it also issued all the glory, all the goods and happiness that each creature was to receive, not only in this life, but also in the celestial fatherland. Now, the whole part which was destined for souls who are lost remains suspended, having no one to whom to give itself. Therefore, having to complete everything and absorb everything into myself, I offered myself to suffer the privation which the very damned suffer in hell. Oh! How much did this pain cost me? It cost me pain of hell and ruthless death. But it was necessary. Having to absorb everything into myself, everything that came out of us in creation, all the glory, all the goods and happiness, so as to let them come out of me and enter the field again for all those who wanted to enjoy them, I had to absorb all pains and the very privation of my divinity. Now, having absorbed into myself all these goods of the whole work of creation, being the head from which every good descends upon all generations, I keep searching for souls who are like me in pains and in works, so as to let them partake in so much glory and happiness which my humanity contains. And since not all souls want to enjoy them, nor are all of them empty of themselves and of the things of down here, I keep searching for souls to whom I may make myself known and then withdraw, forming this pain of my privation in these voids of themselves and of their acquired knowledge of me. In the privation she suffers, the soul comes to absorb into herself this glory of my humanity which others reject. Had I not been almost always with you, you would not have known me nor loved me, and would not feel this pain of my privation, nor could it form in you, the seed and the nourishment of this pain would be missing in you. Oh! How many souls are without me, and maybe they are even dead. They grieve if they are deprived of some little pleasure, of whatever trifle, but they have no pain, and not even a thought, if they are deprived of me. So, this pain should console you, because it brings you the sure sign that I have come to you, that you have known me, and that your Jesus wants to place in you the glory, the goods and the happiness which others reject.